Like, I need to hear God speak like I have never heard him before. I got to know the voice of God. I'm sorry, but I need to know who I am, and God Almighty needs to tell me who I am. That's what I need. You need to get baptized. And I would use that as the power of a prophetic act, as Jesus has demonstrated to us. Get baptized. Leave it in the water. Do that as a prophetic act. Put it in the Jordan. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go out there. Somebody's going to pray over you. You're going to sit down in that water. The devil's going to go down in that water with you, and you're going to come out, and you're going to leave that cosmic punk in that place, just like Pharaoh. And that, my friends, is the power of baptism as a prophetic act. Come on.
Well, welcome, my friends. Guys, welcome to episode number 36 of The Pulse, as we put our ear on the heartbeat of King Jesus himself. I'm Pastor Troy Brewer from Open Door Church and founder of Troy Brewer Ministries. I have a whole table of people here. But do you know what you just saw? Man, you just saw what it looks like when you see 141 people baptized, 141 people at one setting, and then also 10 salvations. And that's not counting the salvations we have at the food bank and also in our prison ministry and also through Soak in Action and through our Soak class and all those different things. Well, over 40 salvations that I know of just over this last weekend. Guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to today's broadcast. And I would like to invite you to share this because, guys, we've got good news. You know, there's not a lot of good news out there. Everybody loves bad news. Everybody loves scandalous things. Everybody loves being ugly. Everybody loves all those things, but not us. You know what? We love the Lord. And I got two special things, and I actually have three special guests that's going to be with me here today. But first, before I do anything, I got to tell you, man, that it's raining outside. And when I say it's raining big time, big time. I want to show you guys a video from Redemption Ranch. This is yesterday. I want you guys to look at this. Boom. That's the back porch at Redemption Ranch. And those are gigantic hailstones. Look at that. Kabam, 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 bam, bam. Look at that. Kabam, kabam. Hey, hey. That would hurt you get out there with that. And so I would say it's at least, I'd say it's probably golf ball size hail, something like that. That's a pretty good chunk right there at the bottom. And then we also dug a brand new pond out there, a brand spanking new pond. And it is, I think one section of it is 14 feet deep. The other section of it is even deeper than that. And the whole thing is full. The whole thing is. Yes, joining me with a very special update from Redemption Ranch is my good friend, my compadre, Pastor Jerry Sellers. Pastor Jerry, you there, man?
I am here.
What's going on, cowboy?
I'm watching the ground soak up much, much rain.
Yeah, so you got that ugly old red dirt out there in northwest Texas, and but it's really good for raising deer and for raising pigs and all kinds of stuff out there. And then there you are. How much rain have you guys got?
Last night we got 2.5 inches.
Okay. All right.
We probably got, in the last 3 weeks, almost 7 inches.
So, you know, in West Texas, there's like tremendous runoff that's hard to even explain. You know, for those of us that are here in the Cross Timbers section of North Central Texas, to be out there, man, that is it has tremendous runoff. And, dude, you had some serious hailstones yesterday.
Yeah, it's making a little bit of noise on the roof.
Yeah, it's making some noise right now here in this very building. You know, we're upstairs in the studio, as you very well know. And, man, I mean, it's just raining out there. It's raining big time. And it is hailing a little bit. But nonetheless, I like the weather in the springtime in Texas. I love it, man, when the big storms come in.
Oh, it's always a party.
So last week, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, last night that we had some straight line winds, and you called me in the middle of it. They actually confirmed this morning it was a tornado about 5 miles from here.
Yeah, so it knocked down huge power poles. I guarantee it's done a ton of damage to you know, the green windmills that people have put up out there, and those power plants out there. I guarantee you, if you go out there, we'll find some of those. But you also saw like the John Deere place; it had some damage, and Mundy, Texas, had a bunch of damage, and that was just 5 miles away from you. While I was talking to you, there was literally a tornado on the ground.
Yeah, 100%. They had two trucks. They had the 277 shut down. They had two trucks that got blown over right there in Gorey, about a half mile apart.
That'll get your attention, man, when you're driving a truck. I used to drive a truck. And so back in my youth, I was a truck driver. And that will get your attention. I promise you, man, when the wind starts blowing over your dadgum trailer.
Yeah, they better had a change of underwear, probably.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You stopped by Walmart after one of those events. Oh, well, hey, I got to ask you this. Before I let you go, you had a quest out there 2 weeks ago. And then last week, guys, we had a couples retreat. Tell us about that. How are you seeing Jesus move out at Redemption Ranch?
Dude, it's honestly, we came up with this tagline about a year in. This place actually rescues the rescuers, whether it's a man or a woman, whether it's a couple, whether it's a pastor or a business leader. All the different events we do here at Redemption Ranch, we're actually having an impact on the body of Christ and the kingdom and churches during all the events we have. And we've been booked solid this spring. And we've had the men's quest, ladies quest. We got a ladies bolt encounter Friday night, awesome. 15 ladies are down here, and it's changing. And everybody that comes, stepped in a place where it's so peaceful and so restful. And many, many people will say after they leave that they have prophetic dreams while they're at the ranch. So that's this awesome. It's not just a place to get outdoors. It's not just a hunting ranch. It's a true retreat center where people are getting connected and having encounters with God while they're here. And that makes me happy.
Okay, I got to ask you about this because every year you and I, we go on a bear hunt in northern Canada. And this year, we're actually taking people with us. What can they expect on our bear hunt, buddy?
So we'll be up in northern Manitoba, right outside a town called The Paw. It's going to be 5 days of hunting. It'll be fishing. It'll be duck hunting. It will be bear hunting. Lodgings included and meals are included. And they can all do that for $5,000 donation.
That's crazy. So we'll take you with us. We'll take you with us. We'll take you with us. And you can also help us to rescue kids. Hey, listen, I'm excited about you and me here within the next couple of months. We're going to be going down to Chiapas, Mexico. We're going to go to our Redemption Ranch down there. And then it won't be long, Jerry. I'm going to take you to Uganda with me, buddy. And we're going to see our Redemption Village of all of those refugees from the Congo. And the new 10 acres that we bought, we just put them up there. And then the school we built and the church we built and all the stuff, the medical clinic, it's going to be crazy cool. So may God Almighty continue to work through all of our redemption projects.
100%. Everybody needs a little bit of redemption.
Amen. Well, guys, if you want to go on this trip and if you'd like to go, say, hey, man, I want to go bear hunting. I need to hear what that's all about. Just get a hold of Pastor Jerry. You can actually email him at jerry.sellers@odx.tv. Right? Is it TV at the end?
At odx.tv. Yeah.
Okay.
Or
you can call us. And if you just call us and say, hey, I need to talk to that pastor about going up there and hanging out, Pastor Troy, and I need to get a bear. I need a bear and I need to catch some. I need a bird and I need bear and I need a fish. Okay. All of that happens in northern Canada, except for you add an A at the end of everything. Oh, we're going to go fishing, eh? That's what you do. And so we'll go and we'll do that. Last year, you actually fell off the boat.
I fell into the chilly waters.
Yeah, meaning the water was like 34, 35 degrees. It'd been frozen solid just a couple of weeks before then.
Yeah, Lake Cormorant. I didn't go skinny dipping, thank God.
But no, thank God for all of us. I don't know that any of us would have made it to heaven had we seen that. Pastor Jerry, thank you so much, man, for joining us. It's great to have you here today. I love you, brother, and I call you blessed.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Bye-bye, blessings. Buddy. God bless you. Well, sitting here today. Hello, Shay Wilbur. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I am. I'm doing very well. It's raining outside. And
sounds like it's like
I'm
really
happy.
Pouring.
Have you seen over my amazing shoulder right here? What is that? I keep seeing this metal.
I know. I don't know what it is. It's a beautiful piece of artwork.
I think it is actually the award that YouTube gives you when you have 100,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
Hallelujah.
Cool.
And so, man, we're fastly approaching 200,000 now.
I know.
Which I don't think you get a trophy for that.
No, the next stop, I think, is 1,000,000. Mm-hmm. So, but we're going to get there. Are you kidding? We're going to get there.
Of course we'll get there.
Come on.
As long as everybody here will subscribe and smash the button and tell everybody about it. So please do that. Right on, right on.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're going to be doing a show that's all about questions and answers.
Yes.
And we've already got a whole bunch of questions lined up.
Yep, we do. And so I don't know where you guys are watching from, but wherever you are watching from, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, ODX, and you have questions. It could be about the supernatural. It could be about a dream that you had. It could be about a circumstance or a situation that you find yourself in. It could be a Bible question. I mean, we got a pastor in here. We got two pastors in here, technically. So we are here to answer your questions. So put your questions in the chat and begin them with three question marks. So just so we see it easier. And I've already got a running list of a bunch. We got some from Instagram. We've got some from Facebook. We've got some from ODX. And I'm excited to get to them because we've got all kinds of questions.
I got questions on angels, Nephilim, portals and demons, community,
yep.
dreaming, demons. Let's say Jesus's walk. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, lots including of them. When do you think Jesus became self-aware of who he was as growing up?
That's a good one. That is a good one.
I want to talk
it's
about
gonna
that.
Be fun.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Pastor Ron Warren, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man.
Are you good?
I'm just, anytime you and Jerry are talking, it's
lively. Entertaining.
Yeah, it's lively. But I'm good. Another episode of The Pulse. And man, I'm celebrating. You know, you've got 10 salvations this weekend.
Yep.
We just celebrated 1,000 water wells.
1,000 water wells.
10 to 1,000.
Yep.
And now you've got 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
That's multiplication, man.
Come
That's
on.
So cool.
Come
That's
on, man. That is.
It's a
I
cool
like
way to
that,
celebrate.
Man. You caught that, man. Way to go. Okay. Can I take credit for that?
Yes,
would you
can.
Mind if I take credit for that?
As soon as, it's yours.
Tonight at service, it's coming from his mouth. Yeah.
I do want to tell you, tonight at the Open Door Midweek Service, I'm going to be preaching on the dreams and visions, biblical dreams and visions, and then going through how do you foster more dreams and visions? How does God communicate with us through that? And then I'm going to be going through some of my history dreams and visions. So, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's tonight. So if you can weather the storm and if the creek don't rise, come out and join us tonight at Open Door Church.
If the creek rises, if it was a dream, what would it mean?
I know what that
if
means.
If the creek rose on you.
Come on, brother. That's what you do. That's how you do that. That is right on, my friend. All right, Ms. Rebecca, it's great to have you here today.
Good to have you. I love you guys. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for giving me a place and just to be here. I'm excited.
Well, you definitely have a place with us. You're a daughter of the house.
Yeah. I'm very excited of what and God is doing and what he's going to do and just where he brought us from and how far we've come. It's just I'm speechless to be here.
You know, this is what I say, and we said this yesterday in a pastor's meeting, and the pastor's meeting is one of my favorite meetings I have all week.
They're deep,
I mean,
right?
It's just so good. It's just so good. I mean, we've got such a great pastoral team.
Amen.
And yesterday I told everybody, I said, look, guys, we're in a season right now where we're just bearing so much fruit. We're not better than anybody, but we are certainly different.
Yeah.
There's a different thing going on with us. And I mean, we got to recognize that and thank God for that.
Yes,
it's
sir.
One of the ways that you appreciate your marriage. It's one of the ways you appreciate your ministry and just go, what's different? Because this could all have been so different. And just look at what the Lord is doing and look at what he's done.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of just living a thankful lifestyle.
Amen.
And you can tell how close to Jesus you are by simply looking at your dashboard of thankfulness.
Mm. Wow.
That's good.
Like,
that's good.
It needs to be, man, your thankfulness dashboard always needs to be pegged.
When
it always does.
Yes, sir.
And so that's on us. Well, it's great to have you here today.
But we're excited. We're just excited for everybody that is joining us. We have Jill Henry. We got Matt. We got Rhonda Johnson from Joshua. We got Jimmy Pitts. We have North Dakota.
Jimmy Pitts joining us again.
Brendy
what
Joe.
The heck? Jimmy Pitts.
We have Dawn 5481 from Tennessee. We got Christian Foling from Berlin, Germany. We have Lisa
Hello,
Payne
Germany.
From Illinois. We have Samantha on Rumble from Alaska. That's amazing. We
hello,
have
Alaska.
Wow. Yes, we
bless you and call you blessed. God
Tracy
bless you
from
so
Missouri.
Much.
We have our ODX family. Thank you for partnering with us. Rachel Backstorm from Tennessee.
Wow.
Julie from California. Man. Monica Bradley, thank you so much. We love you guys. Yeah, don't forget to comment, to like, and share. And I love what we say, that this is a way to be a media missionary. There is no way that you can miss out on what God has for you. You could click a button. You could share a reel. You could share a post. And that's you being the hands and feet of Jesus from your work, from your office, from your car. There's no excuse. Recently, I was just thinking about if Paul and Peter had the internet, you know, how would they reach? There would be no excuse to sharing the word of Jesus. And I'm so glad that we have this community. This is what the pulse is about being hands and feet of Jesus. And when I meet Jesus one day, there will be no excuses. Rebecca had the phone. I had internet. So I'm so just excited. I'm overwhelmed.
Okay, preach it.
Okay. Amen. There you go, Pastor.
Dang.
She's high.
You said it. She's tired.
Can't you hear her talking to her kids like that?
I know, totally.
Excuse me, but you have no excuses.
And you are the hands and feet of Jesus, and you have no excuse.
That was such a mama voice.
Yeah. You said practice, and I practiced before coming. And I love it. It's true.
Amazing.
I mean, just the way you talk to us as a father. It's just like a light bulb, and we do. And I know who I am, so I could speak it with authority.
Yeah.
God bless you for that, sweet girl. And it's good to see my friends in California, my friends in Maryland that is here.
Amen.
And listen, folks from all over the planet Earth, man, I want to welcome you here. Now, joining me from just about 1,000 miles away, I think probably 1,200 miles, something like that, is Pastor Brian Swartz. He's actually with us here.
He
today.
Will be here in like 10 minutes.
Oh.
Yes. He will be here in 10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
He is on his way. He will be joining us. Sorry, Pastor. He's like, and with that, you're fired.
No, it's okay. I thought I'd go ahead because I want to get, he's got something that I really, I want us to jump all over, which, by the way, London, England, and also Canada is here.
Yes.
Wow. And we're so happy that you guys are with us today as well,
such
man.
A
and we love you guys.
Amen.
All right. He had a profound revelation this morning, and I was like, oh my gosh, it is so good. And I asked him if he would join us here today, and he said that he would. But he's going to do that on his own terms and time.
Well, he can't join us till 20 after. So Taylor's going to let us know whenever he jumps on.
So talking about revelation and word, don't you have a new sermon on Sunday? Do you want to talk about it?
I do have a brand new sermon series. It's called Simple Solutions to Complicated Issues. Simple Solutions is what it's called. And you know, my whole thing, and it was actually a dream. I'm going to be telling that dream tonight.
Cool.
Which, by the way, Mindy Knight did that graphic. Mm-hmm. That is so good.
She's awesome. We love
her.
I
love that. Yeah, she's all right. She's also my sister.
And it was your birthday yesterday, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mindy.
We love you.
Like, what, 69, 68?
No way. What is she? I don't believe that.
No, she's like 60.
She just looks like she's 35.
No, she's
she's in her late 60s.
No way. I don't think she is.
No, sir.
She looks so young.
I hope she's not watching.
Yeah, she looks young. So
what? She has one of those.
Again, she's my sister.
She has such good genetics.
Oh, my gosh. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's what I said to her. My God, look at those genetics. They have amazing genetics.
Because a lot of it is genetics, though. Genetics. It's like they try to sell you on the skincare. I'm sorry, it's genetics. It just is.
Well, skincare works, though.
It does.
I mean, I'm the picture of it.
So how old are you really, Pastor?
Do you need skincare?
He's actually 97.
Yeah, 97-year-old man, and look at me. Look at
Do you use skincare?
Do I?
Because we're asking questions.
What is
barely get wet.
Skincare?
Okay, Troy Brewer.
Yes. Is it?
You know what
tallow?
I could do? I could make it from the lard of the pigs that I slay, or maybe some form of bear grease or something.
Beef tallow. That's
Troy
a thing.
Brewer bear grease.
Oh Lord Jesus!
That's you know what?
I could rock that.
You 100% could. We could totally have a men's skincare line.
Yes, and it'd be, and we call it bear grease.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. Well, someone needs to copyright that.
For those of us who have the face of a Shar Pei, we want to help you through that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
The Pulse has been taking funny turns this week, but it's fun.
I love it. So good to see Isaac in McAllister, Oklahoma. So what we're talking about was this coming Sunday, I am going to be doing a new sermon series called Simple Solutions. And I think I'm going to be focusing on Psalms 139. That's going to be one of my first two. It depends on if I can get a song done or not, because I wrote a song specifically about Psalms 139, and I got to get with the band, and they're waiting on me to give them something. And so I'm like, okay,
easy.
I got to do that. And so, but I wrote it whenever I was in Uganda. And anyway, I can't wait to hear the band play it with me. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be so good.
So, I can't wait. Especially after I teach through Psalms 139 and actually just go, hey, man, do you know what the simple solution to feeling like you're alone is? You know what it is? Just knowing that you're not.
Wow.
And how God Almighty can do that. Brother David said, even if I make my bed in hell, there you are. And he says, it's one thing whenever you ascend, if I ascend into heaven, I find you there. And even if I make myself a bed in hell, there you are. And then he says this, if I take off for parts unknown, or if I plunge into the depths of the sea, or if I go off the map where nobody can find me, and if I end up having to, in a part of my life that's never been mapped out and nobody understands me, what's real is God Almighty understands me, and I cannot even get away from him from there.
So I love that.
I'm going to be talking about that on this coming Sunday, and I see that Brother Brian Schwartz has joined us at precisely 20 minutes after the hour, as we asked him to do. Brother Brian, how are you, my friend?
It's really good, though.
I mean, you look good.
Hold on. Try it now.
Hang on a minute. We're going to get this work.
The thunder is rumbling in your honor, Pastor.
Yeah, yeah. He's gonna get with the program. It's all right. Take your time. I mean, it's not like this is live television.
Yeah, it's all. There we go.
Yeah, right on.
Take your time. So look,
I don't know if you remember, man, but whenever Jimmy Carter was running for president against Ronald Reagan, he got up one time, there's a microphone, and then somebody pulled the plug or something, and he talked for 5 minutes, and it sounded just like this.
No, really? How are you doing that also?
That's what
that's
he did.
So
what?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what he did. And so, yeah, that's kind of what you just did because you came on. Yeah. And I really thought you were joking.
I said, precision is my game. That's amazing.
You had no audio, as you precisely had no audio, is so perfect, man. So
that's
perfect.
I like
how you're seated because you actually look smaller than me. And I like
he's
that.
He's actually
as well.
Very short. Yeah. Pastor Schwartz is a short man.
We prop him up whenever he shows up here. Yeah. He stands on a box. He busts out his Tom Cruise box and he stands on it.
Yep.
And that's right. Exactly what happens. Yep.
That's what we'll exactly believe today.
Hey, man, we got to share this with everybody because this is so good. This morning, a lot of times in the morning when I'm driving in, you'll call me or I'll call you. We pray together. We talk about the things that we're hearing the Lord speak. And you started sharing with me this thing. And I'm going to leave you on after we get through discussing this to help me go through all these questions that everybody's sending me. But, bro, I got to ask you, please share that with everybody. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, number one, it's good to be with you, man. It's always awesome to be with you guys, and I appreciate the time. But, yeah, we were just talking, and you were going, what's the Lord been showing you? And I was sharing with you an experience. I was going through my inbox in my email, and I was getting super frustrated because stuff was showing up that was just bugging me. And then you got to click on the little unsubscribe button, and then it takes you to a website, and you got to change your everything on that website to unsubscribe. And I was doing that, and I was getting aggravated, and the Holy Spirit whispered to me, I felt like, and said, why are you getting aggravated at something that you consented to? And I was like, oh, no. And it took me down this journey of looking into what it looks like to give our consent. And I realized there's so many different times, whether it's on websites, whether it's on different platforms, all in the name of immediate gratification and convenience, I have clicked on things that agreed to the cookies. I've clicked on giving my consent to different conditions that I didn't even realize I was signing up for, and they started filling my inbox. So it sent me on this little journey. I'm still on it, trying to clean out my inbox, both in the natural and the spiritual.
So good. Okay, well, whenever you said that this morning, it made me, because you and I, as we prayed together, we literally prayed, okay, we delete any form of consent that we have agreed to, and we don't that is outside of the kingdom. And we agree right now in the name of Jesus that we no longer grant our consent. It's just like cleaning out your inbox. So it's like if your inbox is flooded with all kinds of junk, it's because you have consented in the midst of a pursuit of something. And it's like, okay, I gotta stop that. My inbox is too full. of too much junk.
Yeah. And I started tracing back, you know, both, like I said, both in the natural, but then the spiritual, I started looking at my thoughts. I started looking at my life. I'm like, the different things that are coming into my inbox that are distracting me, that are frustrating me, that maybe stirring up anxiety, they're usually traced back to something that I consented to, something I maybe believed a lie from the enemy, something he's been speaking, maybe just an all-on attack from the enemy. And I just think it's one of those seasons that we're in that everything counts, right? We've been talking about urgency and how do we take that urgency and not turn into anxiety, but turn into expectancy. Well, in this hour, our consent, what we say yes to, what we agree to, and we all know everything we've studied from the book of Genesis through Genesis 3, Genesis 6, Genesis 11, all the rebellions, all the falls that happen, we understand the enemy cannot get dominion in this earthly realm unless we actually give him consent. And we do that. And once we give consent, you and I were talking about this, once we give consent, it becomes consensual. Mm. It becomes now a partnership. Wow. Amos 3:3 says, man, two people can't walk together unless they first make an agreement to meet. And it's like going back, not religiously, not in anxiety, but looking back at different seasons in our life where maybe we consented to something out of fear, anxiety, ignorance, arrogance, whatever the reason, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's coming to the awareness, man, what's in my inbox, what's in my mind, what's in my thoughts, sometimes can be directly correlated to what I consented to.
Guys, in the power of a prophetic act, you know what you ought to do? No matter what platform you're watching, you should type in the words, I no longer consent. Amen. And just do that. I no longer consent. Hey, man, I want you to pray for everybody that this thing is turning on. Go, I will not consent to anything that is not the kingdom anymore. I've said yes, and I've had too many cookies attached to me, and now my inbox is full of all kinds of junk, and I want to clean it up.
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, it's before we pray, there's just a couple things. There's a kingdom methodology in dealing with all of this. On the front end, it's called discretion. It's called looking at your life and going, hey, wonder what my life would be like if I set my mind, like Paul said in Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 8, if I set my mind on things that are only lovable, kingdom-minded, good, excellent, wonder what my inbox would look like if I started setting my mind, giving consent to the things of the Lord. So it works on the positive side, too. Once we give our consent to the Lord, he's all in. It becomes consensual on that side and becomes a partnership. On the back end, if you recognize this, and you become aware of it, you start looking at your inbox and you're like, I want to unsubscribe from this. The process of that is simply repentance. It's becoming aware of it, recognition, repentance, renounce it, and begin to resist it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to pray.
Yeah. Yeah. Recognize it. Renounce. Repent. Repent. Renounce. And what was the other one?
Resist. Yep. If you become aware of it, repent of it,
so good.
Renounce it, come out of agreement with it. That means you may have to take some steps like I did and actually click on the unsubscribe button and make a firm commitment to go, I am not going to return to that. And then let's not let the enemy create an avatar of us. That's what social media does, right? They create a little avatar and they start probing you and picking at you. Well, let's just see God do something. We're a brand new creation.
Come on.
Let him wipe that whole thing away. Let's hit the restart. Let's hit the reboot.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. Hey, man, I want you to pray for everybody that is watching, and let's go through this.
Father, we just come into alignment and agreement with your word today.
Jesus.
And really what you're speaking in this season today about what it looks like to clean up our inbox, God, our thoughts, our intentions, our mindsets.
Jesus.
And so, Father, as we become Jesus. More and more aware, Lord, give us an awareness of what we've consented to. Maybe even previous generations that consented to things that we're still struggling with.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we just come right now and we acknowledge anything that we have knowingly consented to. And then as you continue to reveal, Lord, we will continue to go through this process. But God, we make an agreement with you. We consent with you. Jesus, what you did on the cross, you took every legal thing that stood against us and nailed it to the cross, taking it out of the way. And so, Lord, we acknowledge that power. We give consent to you now, releasing the power of your blood that speaks a better word over our lives than any word of the enemy or even anything that we consented to. We repent of that for giving our consent, whether through our eyes, our ears, our mouths, whatever it is, God, wherever we consented, we come out of alignment with that. We recognize it. And we just ask that you'd kindly forgive us and release us from the power of that. And we also speak to all those cookies, all those things that have accumulated over all these days, weeks, months, or years. And we say in the name of Jesus, no more. This is over, this relationship. We are not giving consent, and our relationship is not consensual moving forward in the mighty name of Jesus. We come out of alignment and agreement with that, and we commit. Holy Spirit, would you come right now and give us courage, give us faith, and the capacity to continue to resist this in all-out effort. We surrender, and Jesus, we give you our yes, and we give consent to your lordship, your rulership in our lives. As for us and our houses, we're going to serve the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Outstanding. Hey, listen. This is Brother Brian Schwartz, and he's going to hang out with me, right? Can you hang out? Can you hang out with me and Pastor Ryan? Can
you do that? If you want me to, I would love to.
Well, I would love to, man. I'd love to. Now, if you hear, like, doors knocking, the FBI gets raided, or you get raided by the FBI or anything, just, you know, press mute, because we do have a live broadcast.
I will. I'll okay. do that.
Right on. So let's do this, man. Let's go through this, and let's do this thing. I have a list of questions here. And the questions are from, well, they're from people all over the planet Earth. And Rebecca and some of my friends have put these things together. Pastor Ryan, who is a 50-pound head. Pastor Brian, who actually does know a few things. He's walked with Jesus for some time. We're actually going to do our best to answer these, because this is a lot of fun. Yeah. So we do this all the time on Behind the Veil. And tell everybody what Behind the Veil is.
Yeah, so Behind the Veil is where we do not get censored, and we're able to talk about all things. And it's a community, and I just love the family that's connected with us. And I just love, Pastor, the community through the Pulse and the prophetic Pulse. This is not just a podcast. This is God speaking, and prophetic answers are being answered and questions. So we got a couple of things ready for you.
Okay.
And Behind the Veil, too.
Also, I want to encourage everybody and say this. If you missed my interview with Tony Merkel yesterday,
yes,
man, go find it, because it was really good. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And so I think you can find it on YouTube. I think you can find, I know you can find it on ODX and all those kinds of places.
Yes, sir.
So go there and do that, because it was a hoot, man.
It was good.
Yeah, it really was good. Yeah. We ended up talking for like
2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say it was over an hour and a half.
And so we have overflow of questions from that interview, too.
Okay, well, let's jump through some of this. You guys ready?
Yeah.
You ready, Schwartz?
Let me get my glasses on.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I feel the anointing of God.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I see men as trees walking.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so the first question is the topic of angels.
Yep.
A wifey mama of six. Have you seen an angel in the flesh? If so, how did you know?
Well, I had, so in the flesh, now, while I have been awake, I have seen angelic things. But I would say that they were spiritual and they were not physical, okay? And so, but I have also been wide awake, and I have had run-ins with people that afterwards I went, hey, dude, oh, my gosh, come on, amen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Pastor, let's see, and again, I'm having problems with names today. I got a little stressed out this morning over something.
It's okay.
And whenever that happens to me, my namer just goes out of my brain.
Well, I forgot the melody of a song, so it's okay.
Did you?
You forget things.
Yeah? Well, it's like a...
It happens.
The blessing I'm Brian. Of Joe Biden. Hey, hello.
Who are you?
I'm Brian.
Hey,
I'm Brian.
Hey. There's nobody there but trees. Okay, I'm back.
Oh,
okay, so it was Pastor Otis. Pastor Otis said to me, he's like, hey, I love that. I love when he turned his back to those trees. He started waving. They're like, oh, my gosh. Oh, it's one of my favorite things I've ever seen. And falling up the stairs is kind of a neat trick, too. Okay. Now, let me get back. Pastor Otis said that last week he had a guy show up, said, hey, he wants prayer. He was sitting in his room. He talked with him. And the guy, and Otis said, so where are you from? And he said, well, I went to so-and-so, and then I went to so-and-so, and now I'm here. Make a long story short, he just said, tell me the gospel of Jesus Christ. This guy did. And Otis goes, okay. And Otis went, told him and all that. And the guy said, that was what I came here to hear. That was what the guy said. And he said, okay, well, now you heard it. And he said, yeah. Well, the door opened up, and he had another group of people that was supposed to meet him. And he said, hang on just a second. And they closed the door. And then afterwards, you know, like, okay, so he prayed with this guy, talked with him. They did the whole nine yards. The guy got up, and he left. When those people came back into the room, this happened last week, Pastor Otis said, man, I felt the Lord with this guy like I haven't felt in a long time. Like, this was crazy. And they were like, what guy? And so they literally had opened the door, and they thought he was just talking to himself or talking on the phone, or maybe he had something in his ear. That happened last week here at Open Door Church. Yeah, you ever had anything like that happen, man?
I had one before Open Door, and the biggest one since Open Door happened in Uvalde. I was down there on my third trip down there. They had closed the police station.
Yep.
And I went to the police station there one night to pray. And it was the only trip to Uvalde that I've gone by myself. And there was a big thing, but I got down there, pulled in the parking lot, and you just got a sense that it was something was going on. I'll just put it that way. So I was in my car. I went to step out of my car, and as soon as I hit the pavement of the police station there's nobody there, completely shut down. The pavement bounced on me. And I got back in the car and shut it. And I was like, I'm done. I called John Hart actually. And I said, hey man, cause he had gone down there with me before. And he said, so we prayed together and I got it. And as I walked towards the police station to pray, there's this huge tree out in front. And whenever I got there, I had heard a voice that was not a nice voice that said to leave Uvalde alone. And language wise, we're behind the veil, right? Okay.
No, we're not.
I responded to the voice and it ticked me off.
Yeah.
When I heard that, because we had been down there, we had done ministry down there, and it ticked me off as soon as I heard, leave Uvalde alone, leave the kids alone. It ticked me off. So I started walking toward, whenever I got closer to the tree, there was, again, not a nice voice. And it said, Ryan, who do you think you are? You can't make a difference. Mm. That's exactly what it said. And I just started crying because part of it was true. Like Brian and I talk about, whenever you hear an accusing voice, there's always, it's like some truth, use it and be done with it. And so I was on the ground, I was crying, I started praying, and I had heard somebody walk up, and I thought it was a police officer or somebody's going to ask me to leave. And the voice said, Ryan, get up. And it was a much different voice than the first voice that was the reason I was on the ground. And I said, I can't. And I started crying. I said, I have no clue what to do. And the voice said, Ryan, he goes, if you can't get up, I'll help you up.
Mm.
And so I was down on the ground. I said, you're going to have to help me. I was like, I can't. I was like, I can't move. And I felt arms come up underneath me. And it was the second physical interaction I'd had with a helper, angel, whatnot. I knew it was from the Lord. Amen. And every time I've been down there, like I know that there's backup. I'll just put it that way.
Uvalde, the place of the tragic shooting where all those kids got murdered. We literally went to that school.
Yes,
we were there just a week after we started doing outreaches down there. We started helping the local church. We took a bunch of food. You went down there multiple times.
Yeah, we're still ministering with them. We still have a great relationship.
Yeah.
So yeah, the question was, how did I know that it was physical?
Yeah.
One, someone helped me up off the ground.
Literally.
And whenever I turned, there was no human being there.
I've had a physical hand hit me several times on my shoulder, and a couple of times people have been around me and went, whoa, I just felt a hand on my shoulder. Yeah. And I go like, mm-hmm. that happens. One time Patricia King was with me. She said, oh my gosh. She goes, a hand just touched my shoulder. And like, yeah, I had that happen a lot. You ever had any kind of physical encounters with angels?
Yeah. One of them, I got literally manhandled by an angel. I was praying for someone really close to me. And as I was praying, I literally felt not just a hand, but two hands grab me and literally put me back in my seat. And it was as if they were going, I don't need you, get out of my way. That was a crazy moment. But I was still the one praying, but it was like Psalm 103 is like, as I was releasing the word, the angel was there literally to perform that word. And I've had a few encounters like that when I've been praying for people with healing, deliverance, things like that, where an angel will come up behind me sometimes and just kind of move me out of the way and do their thing.
Oh, that's
freaky, but amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, by the way, it's so unbiblical for anybody to wrestle with an angel. Like, come on, man, that can't be. It can't be. It just can't
never
be.
Heard of it.
Never heard anything like that, right?
What is
yeah,
that?
What
you
is
know,
that?
But I, yeah, it's that Jacob moment where you're like, wow, he was here and I didn't even recognize. It's like when you're in the middle of those things, you don't even realize sometimes what's happening
yep.
until afterwards. And the awe hits you and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, well, I've actually talked to people. I was with Trey Smoker. I was in downtown Fort Worth with Trey Smoker. And we were walking through downtown Fort Worth. And I told him, I said, you know, man, I always just carry money with me because I come across homeless people and I always want to be able to say yes. Or somebody comes up and asks me, I want to say yes. Mm-hmm. And all these kinds of things. And we were having this conversation about how that everything I have, God Almighty has given to me. I don't even believe mm-hmm. in the whole thing of ownership. I believe in stewardship. I'm not an ownership guy. It's one of my core values is stewardship over ownership. And I'm like, okay, so I'm this, that. And I'm talking about this. And as I'm walking across the street, this guy literally bumps my shoulder and I stopped and I said, hey, and I mean, cause it was hard. And I went, hey, and he goes, hey man, do you have any money I could borrow? Or do you have any money you could give me? And I said, no, man, I don't have anything to give you. He made me mad because he bumped my shoulder. And I told him, no, I don't have anything to give you. And I kept walking and I went, dude, I'm having a conversation about how I give anything away, right? And I went, dude, I actually do have some money in my pocket. Just the guy offended me. And I was with Trey Smoker, and I turned around, and I give him my word as a man of God. That dude was gone. Wow. Trey saw him. I saw him. Wow. And we started looking Come all on. Over the place for that guy.
Come on,
and it was a very humbling. Yeah. I wish I could tell you a better story than that. You know, I wish I could tell you, man, I handled it so good. But I was like, whoa. I was telling Trey how I would give mm-hmm. away anything, mm-hmm. and I was Amen. Telling him how everything I own belongs to the Lord. A guy, like, deliberately runs into me, and I was like, hey, you don't do that, you know? And then the guy said, you got any money I can have? I went, no. And then I just walked past him, and I'm like, dude, I can't do that. And then I turned around, and the dude was gone.
Wow.
That's entertaining angels and not even, you know, that's what the writer of Hebrews is. You can entertain angels.
You've doubled down since then.
Oh, I've doubled down.
And I think that's a big thing. Yeah, yeah. Brian and I have talked about this. Whenever you have supernatural experiences, it's almost like a new hand being dealt. And you're like, oh, I'm doubling down on this. I know. This is the affirmation on this. I'm going all in. I'm going further. If I've got that kind of backup, I'm all in.
Like, you can't let your guard down, because even in that moment, it's like you're talking about it, and then you're confronted with it, and it's just like you're not thinking, and then you're like, wow, God's trying to teach me something.
Yeah, and like, okay, I thought I had this thing down, and I don't have it down.
Yeah. But I think that's part of, like, God always keeping us.
I was just opening my mouth and telling my best friend how that I've got all this down. I've got it all down. And then, boom, I have an encounter. My first impulse was to punch him. That was my first impulse because he hit me so hard. His shoulder hit me so hard. And I was like, what are you doing, you clown? And then he's like, can I have some money? I went, no. And then we kept walking. I was like, okay, I'm going to go find that. And couldn't find him. He's gone.
It's how the Lord keeps us humble, though, realizing in those moments. It's like,
it's very humbling. And I know I'll get some hate mail over, you know, all of these self-righteous knuckleheads out there who don't do anything but just criticize everybody else. Like, you should have been more humble. You're right. I should have. I know.
But you're owning it right now. Well, and that's the difference when you actually.
The good news is it only took an angel.
Yeah. What I've learned is I don't have anything down. It's a lot like being a doctor of medicine. It's something you practice all the time.
That's right.
And being godly and being a man or a woman of God is something that you practice. It's something that you continually walk. Amen. You walk out. And so I don't have anything down.
It's funny that you say about when you think that you have it and then you don't. I have a testimony to give really quickly. I went into school with all of the fruits of the Spirit, and I was practicing them and reciting them prior.
Yeah.
And everything was great. And then at the end, I was like, something, like you said, something bothered you that was said, because it's about my son. And then I threw all the fruits out, and I reacted a certain way. But then I felt the Holy Spirit come and says, you need to practice more on these fruits. And I gathered my fruits in my thoughts. I grabbed the fruits of the Spirit. And I'm like, I need to practice this every single day.
Okay. So, it's real. I mean, I don't.
Every day.
I get humbled all the time. Yeah. I had a humbling thing happen this morning. Just like, oh my gosh, I want to crawl under the table. And then, like I'm telling you guys these things here. Well, this is Look, man, I'm a rough dude, but I do fear the Lord. Mm-hmm. I really do fear the Lord, and I want everybody around me to not think I'm arrogant, and I want everybody around me to. It's very important to me that everybody I lead is happy that I'm leading them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that matters to me.
That's a big deal. What people say when you leave a room, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So Troy, yes. That dear person that I was praying for.
Yes.
It was actually my wife. And it was in a season where it was really clear when that angel literally put me down in my chair. And it was as if he was saying, you helped create this mess. I'm going to clean it up for you. Come on. That was a real humbling experience. It made me drop the fear of the Lord came on me going, man, this isn't just my wife, man. This is his daughter.
Yep.
And I don't want to have an angel come do my job for me.
Oh, so good, man.
Yeah. Wow.
That is so good. You know what, man? I got one time me and Leanna we were going through a very difficult season. And it wasn't a difficult season between she and I. It was just a difficult season, and it would manifest between she and I. And I thought it was my job to fix this, to fix that, to make sure that she knew this. I had so much to contribute. And I want to tell you, we got in a fight because Leanna got tired of me, like, instead of her being able to just talk to me about something, I'd be listening for how I could answer it and how I could fix it. And that's what dudes do. I mean, that's just, and we, you know, you got to, you know, you have to, and like, actually, she doesn't want me to fix anything. She just wants me to be her sounding wall. And I'm like, okay. And she wants to be able to share her heart with me, and she wants to be safe in doing that. And I'm like, okay. So we got in a fight over that. And we don't get in big fights, but we did that day. We got in a big fight over that. I went, no, you're going to hear what I have to say. And you don't tell me that. She's going, you're not telling me that. You're not here to fix me. And all this kind of stuff. And dude, while she was saying these things, the fear of the Lord came on me. And I swear, God told me, that's my little girl. Mm. And I was like, I mean, really and truly, I mean, like the fear of the Lord came on me, and God's like, don't be talking to my daughter like that. And I wasn't cussing or anything. I want y'all to understand, we do not fight like that. We do not, but we do get in arguments and fights like what anybody else does. And I was like I'm doubling down. I'm quadrupling down. I ain't budging from this. You're the one that's whack on this. And just wasn't being a good husband. I mean, just was like, no, I'm doubling down. And this is what I'm going to do. And the Lord came on me and just went, that's my little girl. Wow. I'm trusting you with my daughter. That's my little girl. I'm trusting you. And I just went, and I had nothing else to say. I just sat there real quiet. Mm-hmm. I was just like, dude, there's no, like, I'm in the wrong fight.
Wow.
I'm in the wrong fight. Yeah, I've been humbled. And you will get humbled.
Well, I think that's a really good thing that you realize in the moment, though, that it's an important differentiation to make when you're in a relationship, really of any kind. Like, it was a hard season, but not to let the hard season make it hard between you and your spouse. Like, there's such a difference there than having a tough relationship. And so I think it's good for you guys to be able to call it what it was in that moment.
We were able to do that because we were older. We weren't able to do that when we were young. We just, you know, you get in that curve, you know, and you didn't, you know, man, when you get, we got married super young, and we dated super young.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, this is a big learning curve, but that is a big deal when you realize there's really not a problem here. There's a problem here.
Yeah.
And this is where it shows up at. It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to think through those things is like a really big deal.
Yeah.
So you girls and you guys know. How do you think I handle my marriage in my ministry? How do you think I handle that? Say whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's live TV.
One of the things I've learned from you and Pastor Leanna is to think about where you're putting the verses. Mm-hmm. Like the problem that we're having here, is this problem going to put, are we going to put the verses between you and me? So like if you're grumpy, am I going to be versus you because of your grumpiness? Or is it you and me on the same team versus whatever it is that's causing the grumpiness?
Yep.
So I've learned that. I've seen the way y'all have done that because y'all have had a lot of ministry challenges in the past 3 years. And I've seen y'all do a pretty good job. I mean, even yesterday I saw it. You got to choose where to put the verses. Mm-hmm. Is it you and me versus the problem or is it me versus you and your problem?
Oh, that's really good.
I like
that's
that.
That's good.
It's great.
Yeah.
It is really good.
I love how you're very just affectionate with Leanna anywhere you're at, and mm-hmm. you tell her you love her. So I try to practice that no matter where we're at. And mm-hmm. not all lovey-dovey, but it just brings awareness mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. acknowledge your partner is a big thing. I like to be acknowledged by my partner.
Of course.
So I need to acknowledge him.
Of course.
So I have to practice what I want to. So, and also being humble.
And then also the next part of that is because he's still young, you're mm-hmm. still young. You guys have only been together like 10 years or mm-hmm. something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So something like that, but you know, which is a long time, mm-hmm. but it's not, it won't be a long time for very much longer.
Yeah.
It'll actually be mm-hmm. a very short time.
Yeah.
You know, me and Leanna have been married for 36 years, but what you do, your mm-hmm. next step in that is not only do you tell your husband that you love him and make you say, you know why I do that? Because it's important to me.
Yeah.
So I need to hear that sometimes and tell him to recognize when you're doing things, it's because it's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, because he's clueless, he's a boy. He mm-hmm. don't know. He's a knucklehead like all of us are. And I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you for stating the obvious to me because I mm-hmm. need that. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love because with you guys, it's just very apparent that your marriage is before everything. So mm-hmm. I've seen problems come up that could have caused tension between the two of you, like just things ministry wise, but you guys don't let that get in the way of your relationship. And I know because I've seen it, like, if Pastor Leanna comes to you with something that is on her heart, that's frustrating her, you stop and you listen. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what's going on with the ministry stuff, with paper on paper, whatever, this or that. I mean, there's so many things with all mm-hmm. the different ministries you guys have and all the different works around the world. There's so many opportunities for things to come up mm-hmm. that are stressful that could cause dissension. And I just know that if she were to walk in here at any time and say, Troy, we got to talk, you would literally mm-hmm. drop everything and go talk and listen. And not just like, okay, you know, I'm still doing my thing. My train's moving this way. Jump on or get off. Like, I just love that. And I think you guys compromise really well with each other. And mm-hmm. you're just perfect for each other. Like, you know, the way that, I mean, even just from how you say she like wakes you up in the morning and stuff like that. It's like she doesn't let you have a bad start to the day, mm-mm. have a tough morning. I love that. And I take that as a wife. I watch that. I see how she is with you. And I take notes for myself, you know?
I mean, you've started off staff meetings by looking at her and being like, are you mad at me about anything?
Yeah. you'll do that on Sunday
you'll
morning.
Do that on stage.
Yeah, smart man. Yeah.
Smart man, exactly right.
She said,
smart
no,
man. So,
no, not today.
Yeah, not today.
I've been able to witness you guys, you know, at different times riding in a truck with you and she's overseas and she's calling you. Mm-hmm. And every single time you guys, whether there's somebody in the truck or not, I'm convinced mm-hmm. you guys talk to each other that way, whether I'm in the truck or not. And it's loving, it's caring, it's first things first. Like you guys have really figured out, I think the rhythm of first things first, prioritizing.
I love that.
In the kingdom way you're supposed to. You know where you're, it's hard when you're married and in ministry to know where mm-hmm. ministry ends and marriage begins sometimes. Wow. But you guys have done a great job of not compartmentalizing that, but knowing and learning how to flow in and out of that and maintain your relationship, which is really, it's not easy and it's powerful.
Yeah, good job. Thanks, man. Well, our ministry, our marriage is a ministry.
Yeah. Mm.
Our marriage is a ministry. Everybody's marriage is a ministry. Mm-hmm. And then this, just for what it's worth, the Word of God says that when you're married, that the two become one, mm-hmm. meaning one body, right? So that mm-hmm. is not just an act of sexuality. That is who you are. There is a body of mm-hmm. your marriage. You have a body of your marriage. If you have a body, then you also have a spirit. There is a spirit that is in your life that is only there because of your marriage.
Wow, that's good.
There's a grace, there's an anointing that is in your life that is only there because of your marriage.
Yeah.
And and you cannot ignore that.
Yeah.
So it's so real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Supernatural.
Totally. Good job, bro. Supernatural.
There's so many testimonies saying that y'all's and Leanna's marriage saved. Just watching y'all save their marriage.
Well,
So
that's cool.
That's amazing. Well, hey, you know what? It's time for us to go behind the veil.
Yeah, and we've got so many more questions, guys.
Yeah, we didn't just even get past started. The first question.
We're going to have to start going through these faster because people keep sending more and more. So
no, those are good.
We're going to have to do more episodes like this because people, I love like hearing, I mean, they're asking stuff about numbers, about Nephilim, about all the things. So we got lots to get to.
Let me tell everybody that's watching all over the world, for you guys that know that we rescue kids and you guys know about the last rescues we just had, and I want to be telling that again tonight at church. And what's real is, man, your support is needed, and it is so appreciated. And what's real is, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, spending another $500,000 on a redemption village that here would cost $5 million, but in Uganda, we could do it for $500,000. We've already got the land. We're going to build a beautiful school for 1,000 kids. 1,000 kids, and that ain't all. It's the housing for all the teachers. That ain't all. It's a water well. That ain't all. There's also a church. That ain't all. There's also a medical clinic. We can actually do all of that for $500,000, which is crazy. What's crazy is 2 years ago, we could do it for $400,000. It's crazy, and we've done it. And if you can give, man, would you please consider doing so? Because these projects are real. All the kids that we're rescuing are real. Suwanami is in Mexico right now. And she's down in Baja, California, somewhere, someplace that I've never been. She's south of San Diego. She's about 3.5 hours south of San Diego.
Ooh, yeah.
And she's down there, and she's being a part of some big rescue with Rungi. You know about that, bro?
Yeah, he told me.
Yeah, that's exciting. So our good friend Rungi is down there as well, and they're going to go to some place and see some places she's never seen before. And so she's going to come back with projects. She's going to come back with this, and then the phone's going to ring today, and we're going to have rescued somebody else and somebody else and all the things. So would you please consider going and calling that phone number, 877-413-0888. Would you please consider that? Or you can go to troybrewer.com. Hey, you're not on camera back there behind that television. Yeah. You're not. You are not.
You can come
camera.
In.
Yeah. You're not on camera back there. Okay. Yeah, there's no camera over there too. I just want to let you know. I don't want you standing up.
I can see her hiding. Like,
you're
room.
Not on camera. It's okay. Yeah.
So Pastor Ryan has a thought of creativity of how to.
Yeah, I mean, if every subscriber that we had gave $5, it would pay for it.
Oh, sure would.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I mean, it's just as a brotherly invite, that would be that's that would cool. pay for it.
Let's
that's,
go.
That's so yeah, real. I love it. It's so real. Well, guys, continue to stand with us and be not wary in well-doing. If you are already a part of the ODX family at ODX.TV, and if you're part of Stage 2 or Stage 3, or if you are a lifetime member, boom, just stay right where you're at watching on ODX.TV. And for many of you guys, you're like, you know what, every time I get on there, it does this little worm starts chasing his tail, and he starts swirling about. Okay, if that is you, here's what you got to do. You got to reboot, or you got to what do you call that?
Restart it, or just refresh.
Yeah,
refresh. Yeah. You got to refresh. That's all you got to do is just refresh it. Mm-hmm. And then it'll actually come up right on. Okay, guys, we're going to go behind the veil. And I hope to see you here tonight at Open Door Church. I hope to see you here this coming Sunday at Open Door Church as I start a brand new sermon series that is on Simple Solutions. Right on. And you guys are going to love this. All right, friends, I love you so much. ODX family, stay right where you are. We're going to continue going after these questions and answers. The next one up is talking about Nephilim. I'm going to go out with this video. Watch this.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem. It's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.